This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Operations at the Hong Kong airport returned to normal Wednesday after a judge granted an interim order to limit anti-government protests that crippled one of the world's busiest air hubs for 2 days. Meanwhile, U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton told VOA contributor Greta Van Susteren that China should show restraint in its handling of the Hong Kong protests.
They remember the picture of the man standing in front of the line of tanks. They remember the statue of Lady Liberty. They remember voices of the Chinese people asking for freedom and democracy. And they remember the repression of the Chinese government in 1989. It would be a big mistake to create a new memory like that in Hong Kong.
President Donald Trump tweeted late Wednesday that Chinese President Xi Jinping could quickly and humanely solve the Hong Kong situation. Trump ended the tweet with a question, personal meeting? U.S. stocks took a drubbing Wednesday after key economic indicators signaled the possibility of a global recession in the next year. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
Yields on 2- and 10-year Treasury notes have inverted, a market phenomenon where investors are seeking more in return for short-term bonds than the longer ones.
It has been a fairly reliable predictor of recessions.
But Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick notes the economy is now in the 11th year of a record expansion, which cannot last forever.
So the suggestion that a recession, a downturn, will occur at some point should not be overly dramatic.
Still, the yield inversion spooked investors, with the Dow down more than 400 points in the first minutes of trading. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average plummeted 800 points by the close, a 3% drop. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ were also off 3%. This is VOA News. A woman who says that she was raped by disgraced financier